are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. It's a Friday. If you have a call for our guests, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And today's going to be a good show. We have a gentleman here who wrote a book, Mark Schlenker. He wrote The Price of Paradise, Alaska Trapper Relives Youth and Grand Adventures and Hardships. Mark, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. Nice to be here.
And we also have Randy Zarke, good friend, great person. He's my talent finder and minder. How you doing, Randy?
I'm good. David, how are you?
I'm doing great. Again, with the people you bring in here is of such quality, and I can't wait to share the listeners with Mark and reading his book here. I'm not all the way through it, but first of all...
Yeah, well, I'm not going to bring you any losers.
No. Yeah. Oh, come on. But, Mark, first off, I want to say that I liked your dedication.
Thank you.
To your daughter and your dad's influence.
Yep.
And and I'm glad that in talking with you, she had you tell the stories, write down the stories, and all of a sudden it turns into a book.
Yeah, that's pretty much the way it went down. Yeah.
Now, what's your schedule for your book signings and everything like that?
Well, this evening at the Miners Hall of Fame building just across the road here, we're going to be signing books from 5 to 8 o'clock this evening. There'll be... Randy could probably fill you in more. There's going to be music and food and
whatnot.
Yeah, no dancing girls, but everything short of that.
So. Well, I can show up. Well, maybe I will. Who knows? Now, one thing I want to ask you, the economics of trapping. Can you make a living off of it, or do you have to have a side hustle?
What's economics of trapping?
You better have a side hustle.
I used to make a living trapping in the late 70s and early 80s when fur prices were high.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it wasn't like you're making big money, but I could make a living doing that. Over the years, the fur industry has been going down mm-hmm. as far as the price. And I knew early on, I probably made a living for 10, 12 years just straight trapping, and then I started working with the Department of Fish and Game
mm-hmm.
and to supplement my income, and I retired from them just a few years ago. So between the two, I was able, I did some guiding in there too. But
you know what I liked about your book? It reminded me of a statement. I saw this movie. The movie is called Bait, and it's about this gentleman. He had to catch a thief, and he said something that his grandfather always said. There's two prices. There's wolf and then the lower things.
Right.
We're going after a wolf. And the way you think of wolves and respect the wolves, and that's the hard one.
Yeah, yeah. No, that was kind of my bread and butter animal, and I do have a tremendous amount of respect, not just for wolves, but for all animals.
Yeah.
And they are, depends on where you're at, but where I'm at in the Copper Basin, you know, they've had a lot of interactions with not good ones with humans.
Mm-hmm.
So they're pretty sharp, and you got to take a lot of extra effort to catch them compared to trying to catch them up north where they don't see as many people and stuff. But
what area do you trap out of now?
I still in the same area in the Copper Basin. Most of my trapping's done north of Gakona. I live in Gakona, and so up towards Paxton Lake and the Alphabet Hills up in that country. So
when you first started trapping, what were the prices of the pelts like? You know, you said you
were... Yeah, they were good. I mean, the like lynx, unfortunately, they were on their low cycle, but lynx were averaging around $500 a piece.
Wow.
And marten were averaging 100-150. Foxes, 100-150. You know, these are averages. I mean, there was prices higher than that. But so, yeah, if you, you know, you made a good catch, you know, 100 marten, 200 marten, you made some pretty decent pocket change.
What do they average?
That's what we refer to as the good old days.
Yeah.
What do they average now?
Probably on marten, probably around $50 maybe. And they've been lower than that the last few years for an average, you know. So generally they're around $100, but they haven't been. The COVID thing, I mean, it was a lot of things, but the COVID thing definitely started things going down quicker than they were before that.
You know, you can take the person out of trapping, but you can't get the trapping out of the person.
No, you can't. Yeah. No, you can't. That's something I knew I wanted to do when I was 13 years old.
I read that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, your first beavers were talking.
Yeah.
You know, and boom, you were hooked.
Yeah, it was even before that. I can remember doing a trip with my parents when I was a small child in Montana. And I don't know where it came from, but I was just thrilled by the big timber and the mountains and the whole mountain man type thing, you know.
You've put your book into great chapters to read.
Oh,
I mean, these are great chapters. So you're a great storyteller. So Fairbanks, get the book. Just get the book. Any chapter is called The Wild Bunch. I'll let the author profess about that.
The Wild Bunch?
Yeah.
The Wild Bunch, they were a group of people that I met when I first came here. And they liked to enjoy life a lot, but they were, I was very impressed. They weren't well off, but if you needed a dollar, it wasn't so much me, but I seen people come and go there, and he might not have had a dollar to his name besides the one in his pocket, and he would give it to him. You know, they were just really helpful people. And of course, their lifestyle made for kind of a good story, and
yes, it did. The statute of limitations is over, so we don't have to worry about certain things, and
And I changed the names to protect the innocent,
protect the guilty.
Well, yeah.
Well, there's one in every crowd, Mark, and that's Randy. Just keep this, my goodness, and there is a price to live in paradise.
There is.
And on a daily basis, you might lose that battle. And your book brings up a lot of those battles that you had.
Right.
And, so you're in the studio, so, hey, you haven't paid the ultimate price yet.
No.
But you paid a close. You've paid a lot of prices there for it. Your daughter, the first photo is with your daughter, and that looks like about a 63-inch bull rack moose there.
Not quite. It does look like that. It's about 58, 59, somewhere in there. But it was a nice
beautiful
moose.
Beautiful.
I called that moose up to, believe it or not, I called that moose up to within a foot and a half of her. She could not shoot it until it walked a little ways away. And it was just a weird deal how that all played out, but that's how close it was.
Was she pissed off at Dad?
She stayed really cool, didn't move a muscle, and then when it moved about 20 yards, she shot it. But when I got over there, because I was in a different spot doing the calling, trying to bring it more sideways, and instead of coming towards me, it goes straight to her, but which is how it ended up there. But it was kind of, I don't know what you want to say, funny, I guess, but she come walking after she shot it, and I get over there. She's like, tears are running down her face. She's like, oh, my God, Dad, I've never experienced anything like that in my life, you know. And then, of course, then I started crying, too. So,
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. Listen to KFAR Radio. If you want to call in, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
From the city of North Pole, the home of Santa Claus, happy holidays. I'm Mayor Mike, and I want to wish everyone the happiest days throughout this season and the new year. Santa, he'll be here before you know it, so you better be good, for goodness sake.
With Santa coming to town, don't gamble with being put on his naughty list. The professionals at Homestead Pumping and Thawing want to wish you and your family the warmest of holiday wishes and nothing but aces in the upcoming year.
There's a new fleet of trucks beginning to join you on the road, ones that will carry rock from the new Moncho Mine to the Kinross Mill at Fort Knox. The trucks have top-tier safety features and are built with disc brakes, cleaner, quieter exhaust, and secure covered loads. The trucks will support about 200 new jobs right here in the heart of Alaska and better utilize the mill at Fort Knox, securing an important economic anchor. Get more facts at justthefactsak.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30. Brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company. Followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. And then it's the Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30. Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m. And Explore Fairbanks at 1:30. All 3 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
We choose to live in Alaska. Yeah, it gets cold, but that's just part of it. The ice and snow, the price of fuel, we can't control them. So we prepare. We reduce our net cost with a new Blaze King wood stove and a shed full of dry firewood. With a smaller carbon footprint than oil or natural gas, it's better for the environment. Check out the Blaze King wood stoves at the Woodway. Be prepared. Whatever comes, the Alaskan way. The right way. The Woodway.
KFAR weather.
Mainly sunny skies today with daytime highs approaching 3 above. Northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Lows level off around 8 below. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies. Mainly clear skies tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 5 below. Temps below average. Sunday and Monday with highs from the single digits below 0 to near 0. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Before I go back to the guest, going to give a little on-air information here for the radio auction that is happening right now online at alaskaradioauction.com. That's alaskaradioauction.com-save. Up to 50% off all your holiday shopping while also helping out our local shops and businesses. Again, that's at alaskaradioauction.com. Then you can save on things like restaurants, power tools, electronic toys. Oh, boy, do we need those. Hotel stays, boutiques. No, I don't go to boutiques anymore. A vasectomy. Oh, boy, yeah. That's going to be popular. But no, really, with Dr. Tony Nima. Okay. But what every Fairbankson needs is a hot is Coffee Hut punch cards, pet classes. It's too late for me with my dog. He's ruined already, but you can do this. Into axe throwing, laser tag, VR gaming, or go-kart racing. You can get this at the alaskaradioauction.com, plus more. That's alaskaradioauction.com, but hurry. It's, when it's gone, it's gone. And, okay, now we're back. Now, the price of paradise. Alaskan trapper relieves youth of grand adventures and hardships. How do you get the book, Randy?
Well, the best option is to come to the party tonight. As you mentioned earlier, it'll be over at the Miners Hall of Fame on Cushman Street, the old Cars Clothing building. And we'll be there from 5 until 8. We'll have refreshments, and Mark will be signing books. It's a good chance to get the book and run into friends you don't see for a while, every once in a while. And other than that, if folks want to order them, they can get them through the Trappers Association. Our website is www.alaskatrappers.org, and just order them right off the website.
You ready for a phone call, Mark?
Sure.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Mark Schlenker, and your name is?
Randy.
Hello, Randy.
I was just wondering, I assume you use a snowmobile, snow machine, to go out on your trap line, and I was curious, what kind of machine do you prefer, and, you know, the displacement of the engine and so forth like that?
The snow machine I'm riding now is an Arctic Cat Viking, and but for most of my career, I was riding riding an Arctic Cat Super Jag 440. I like that machine a lot because it was fairly easy compared to the newer ones nowadays. It was fairly easy to get unstuck because it didn't weigh that much. It actually would go through a lot of snow for an older style machine, but you did have to ride it, you know, compared to machines like they have nowadays. You can kind of set and just ride it, but you really had to ride that machine.
The new ones just take you where you want to go.
They do, but when they do get stuck, you're really stuck. And and that's a big consideration for a guy that's trapping by himself, because especially as you get older, I did get into a bigger machine for the comfort, but I got stuck last year up on top of a hill, and I was on the flat, and it took me 45 minutes to get it out of there because I can't manhandle it, you know, so.
Randy, thank you for the phone call, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's interesting. What can go wrong? And you pay the price of paradise.
Yeah.
So how did you go about choosing the different stories? Legal and not legal? So ones that'll get you 1 to 5 versus 5 to 10?
Yeah, I'm not even going to go down that road, but I had a whole list of stories I wrote down, just subjects. And, you know, for every story in there, I could tell you 3 or 4 more of pretty much the same deal, just a different place, different time. So I just, like the one, there's one in there about being charged by a moose, and I had 2 of those, and I just had to try to figure out which one, so I wouldn't be repetitive, you know, which one would be the most exciting to the person, or the funniest, or whatever.
Hmm. You know, some of your chapters here sort of put it in a proper perspective. The proverbial bear story.
Yeah.
Lost. As the gut turns.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Onward I crawled. We got another call we're going to take.
Okay.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Good morning. My name is Bonnie.
Hello, Bonnie. How are you today?
Oh, I'm enjoying listening to this trapper. I used to trap in Central, and my husband is gone now. We used to get good money for lynx. So how much do you get for lynx now?
Nowadays, you know, the lynx are so low, I haven't sold any for a couple of years because we don't have any where I'm at. But the last time I sold some, you know, it depends on where you marketed them. But if you put them on the raw fur market, like the Canadian auction houses and so forth, you probably were looking at, you know, between $140 and $170 for a good one.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
My husband and I used to get $800 a pelt.
Yep. Those days, I think, are long gone.
Yeah, it was in Central Alaska.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the phone call. You have a great afternoon. Some of your other chapters that deal with the price of paradise. Onward I crawled, A Day of Reckoning, Trapped. So you're very informative and descriptive in your stories.
I tried to, I like to write as if I was telling a story around the campfire.
Exactly.
And but with the difference being when you write it in words, you can get that fine detail so the person can really put themselves kind of in your place. They can kind of feel what you're, that's what I tried to do anyway.
How long did it take you to actually write the entire book?
It took a long time because it was, like we talked earlier, it was never meant to be a book, so I wasn't in a hurry.
Yeah.
But once the idea of the book came to be, then I started cracking down, trying to write the stories a little bit quicker. I was fortunate. My job with Fish and Game at the time was working on a salmon counting tower on the Golcana River, which allowed me a lot of free time in between the work.
Mm-hmm.
And it was quiet and no distractions, and I probably cranked out 2/3 of the stories in the book in about a 3-year span just while I was out there working, which was for like 3 months every year. So, yeah.
It, you know, the book details every facet of trapping.
Mm-hmm.
And most people, you just don't get that. You know, we had Marty Mariota on here. So, you know, the way of trapping, like you said, the prices have gone down, so you don't see it as often. So getting someone in, like yourself in here, it's a rare treat.
We're definitely, I like to say, we're kind of the dinosaurs. You know, there's not many guys that full-time trap. There's not many people that are even taking it up as a, you know, in a sport type way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of sad. That's what's nice with the Trapper Association, trying to put on trapping classes and stuff to try to get some more interest in the younger people, because that's, yeah, it's going by the wayside. And
Last year Randy brought in a group, the Women in Trapping, and that was a lot of fun. They were over at the Westmark, I believe, and
that's right.
And
yeah.
That, you know, it might not be as big as it used to be, but to some people it's still big.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the Alaska Trappers Association, that's a great organization.
It really is. Yep.
How long have you been associated with them?
That's a good question. I wasn't for quite a few years. I've never been. I mean, I lasted in Boy Scouts for like a week and a half.
You're a typical trapper.
Yeah, I've never been a real
joiner.
Yeah, but it's been quite a few years now. I'd say probably close to 20, maybe more.
Okay.
One detail that you may not have picked up on, David, is that our highest honor in the Trappers Association is what we call the Trapper of the Year Award.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark was selected, I believe it was in 2011.
Yeah.
So that's one of those that, that's a lifetime achievement.
Yes. A lifetime achievement, yes, but you've shared with the world a lifetime of stories.
Yeah.
From a trapper.
Yeah. No, I really
in the interior.
That. Right.
So you just don't get that. So Fairbanks, you know, get this book. I'm thoroughly enjoying this book. And, you know, the problem is, you know, you pick it up and you just don't really want to put it down. You're a jerk, Mark. You're taking up all my spare time with your stories.
My neighbor called me last night and said the exact same words. He says, I'm pissed at you. I couldn't sleep. I started reading it, and next thing is 1 o'clock in the morning. And yeah.
Yeah, these terms of endearment.
And I'll throw something in for your listeners that there's a mixture of stories in here. There's the kind that just about curdle your blood. You wonder, mm-hmm. you know, if you want to turn the next page, if he lived or died. But there's also some real humorous ones. There's, you know, several really good stories where Mark talks about his friends and his daughter, of course, extensively. So it's a real mix of things. It isn't all just one type of story, and you know, there's some fishing, there's some hunting, there's some trapping, there's just
outdoors,
all of that stuff rolled into one. So
Fairbanks, we're gonna take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. I'm gonna give you some bumper music. It's called The Time Jungle Loves. That's probably That was probably put in there by Glenner. Then we're going to go into then we're going to go into the Fox News, state news, some commercials and weather, and we'll be back.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Spell New York Republican George Santos over charges of fraud related to his campaign. House Speaker Mike Johnson announcing the vote on the floor this morning.
In light of the expulsion of the gentleman from New York, Mr. Santos, the whole number of the House is now 434.
Santos becomes the sixth person expelled from the House and the first ever Republican. Members also paying tribute to former Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. She passed away at the age of 93. Arizona Democratic Congressman Greg Stanton led his state's House delegation in tribute to late justice on the House floor, calling her Arizona's greatest stateswoman.
Justice O'Connor spent her life breaking down barriers in pursuit of a more just society. She blazed every trail she set foot on.
Justice O'Connor had been suffering from dementia. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
As the Alaska Railroad launched full steam ahead into its 100th anniversary, its parent corporation hasn't lost any motion planning for its future, according to CEO Bill O'Leary. "We have big plans," O'Leary said. Alaska has grown up around this railroad. The Fairbanks Daily News and Miner reports that O'Leary provided an update on the Alaska Railroad Corporation during a Greater Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce meeting this week. He shared information on the railroad's real estate, passenger and freight operations, and its plans to grow. After taking over the railroad from the federal government in 1985, Alaska established it as an independent state-owned corporation tasked with its own self-sufficiency. "We are very different than any other corporations in the state," O'Leary said. "We do not go to the legislature asking for our budget to be approved every year. We have to pay our own way." The Alaska Railroad today oversees 656 miles of track from Eielson Air Force Base to Seward. In January of this year, it employed 571 full-time
streaming
employees.
Live online at KFAR660.com.
Just as the three wise men gave Jesus gold, frankincense, and myrrh when he was born, Gold Buyers of Alaska hope you are gifted love, joy, and health this Christmas season and in the upcoming year. Merry Christmas from Gold Buyers of Alaska. This holiday season, transform your home with festive cheer from Samson's Hardware. Need a hand with your holiday projects? Their expert staff is here to help. Looking for someone hard to shop for? Samson's Hardware is where you'll find it. Make your home merry and bright with Samson's Hardware.
When it's cold outside, the Alaskan solution to cold weather is fur. Wrap yourself and the ones you love in naturally warm, naturally beautiful fur from the Fur Factory. Perfect for gift giving. You'll see coats, mukluks, mittens, and hats for work and play, as well as Alaskan gloves and beaded slippers by local artisans. The Fur Factory's fourth generation family of furriers still craft heirloom quality furs you will treasure for a lifetime. Visit the Fur Factory, 547 2nd Avenue in Fairbanks.
We mean cars. That's right. We need up to 150 quality used vehicles to fill our lots, and we'll pay you top dollar. Why trade that clean used car to a dealer or go through the hassle of selling it yourself? Just stop into Affordable Used Cars. You'll get a quick 10-minute appraisal on your vehicle. It's that easy. Plus, at Affordable Used Cars, our sales staff will make sure you always get a hassle-free experience. Remember, nobody beats an affordable deal. Nobody.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have in the studio with me all sorts of people. We've got Kathy and Randy and Mark and even Jomo behind me. He's learning the ways of the program here. And now, but one thing about your book, you're very descriptive in teaching on how to put together a set, what you're looking for, how, why, you know, beaver, back-breaking work, shoveling, what you got to do. You know?
No, yeah,
I'm just thinking to myself, I ain't doing that, but I'm going to read all about it and enjoy it.
Yeah, we were young then. Okay. Not that I changed much over the years, but it's definitely backbreaking work.
But I must compliment you on your descriptive detail on with the process. You're going to, if someone reads this book, they're going to, in many ways, learn how to trap.
On some, like the beavers especially, yeah. You would learn a little bit about that.
Yeah.
You could write a lot bigger book than that about, you know, how to trap animals, but...
It's a never-ending book.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, your chapter, Lost, I've not read that, got that far yet. But Randy was bringing that up and thought that it would be a good story for you to tell on the air about, you know, almost paying the ultimate price of paradise.
Yeah, well, yeah, that happened early, way back when I first started trapping up here, and that's when we were on snowshoes. And my buddy and I decided that we were going to go over and set this beaver house that was probably about, I don't remember now, 5-6 miles from our little cabin that we lived in. So it wasn't like we were going to go over there, set it, and come back to the cabin. We were going to camp out. We didn't have a tent or anything, but we were just going to camp out on some spruce boughs and then check the sets the next morning. But I hadn't been over there for quite a while. It was one of my trap lines, and the snow was really, really deep. And I was breaking trail, and you try your best to not get too wet with sweat and so forth, but in that deep of snow, it didn't matter. It didn't matter how slow you were going. You could not keep from sweating. And my buddy did better because he was following. So we get there, and it's pretty late when we get there. And I was soaking wet, and we get the sets made, and we're trying to set up camp for the night. And I'm thinking, a lot of times, you know, with the campfire, you can get dried somewhat, and then you can get further dried when you get in the sleeping bag. But I was so wet, I just didn't like the idea of, I knew I was going to spend a miserable night there. I told my buddy Ken, I said, you know, I think I'm going to head back and try to make it back to the cabin. And it was too late to even really try that, and it was even dumber because I don't know if there was headlamps back then, but we didn't have one, whether there was or there wasn't. Anyway, I had a good trail, well, obviously, because we broke it out and everything, so I was making good time, but then I got to a creek that looked like it was going to overflow when we were coming the other way. Well, it overflowed, and it was bad overflow. It was just like a river on top of the ice. And that slowed me down a lot. I had to pretty much take off my clothes and roll up my long johns and wade across barefooted, and current caught me, and I went sliding down the creek. And I didn't fall, but I came close. That would have been bad.
What was the temperature at the time?
I don't remember. It wasn't super cold, but I think it was right around zero, maybe, something like that. But anyway, I lost a lot of time, and when I came up out of the creek, I still had a ways to go, and I could see it was getting dark, but I could see this big cloud of ice fog coming in, and the temperature was dropping at that point. You could just feel it. But long story short, I had a shortcut trail that would have saved me some time getting back to the cabin, but again, I hadn't used it for like over a month. And I wasn't even sure if I was going to get to it before darkness came on. Well, I did make it to the trail, but I couldn't see it, so I basically had to feel it. I could feel the trail down underneath with my snowshoes, because if you stepped off to the side, you would go down. So, but that was slow going, you know, going like that.
You're trailing back by braille.
Basically, yeah. You know, and it got to the point where it was so dark you had to use your axe, the axe handle, kind of like a blind person's cane, mm-hmm. to walk in the trees. Anyway, I got halfway through this shortcut, and all of a sudden I hear this noise, and I could hear hooves clicking, and it was a band of caribou. But I couldn't see them, but it sounded like there's quite a few of them. And then the next thing I know, my trail's totally gone because the caribou had trashed it. So now I had no bearing whatsoever of which way I was going to go. The ice fog was so thick you couldn't use anything as far as stars or the moon or anything like that. There's no wind. And I'm basically just walking. And where I was thick buck spruce, is all green timber, so you know, spending the night by a fire really wasn't an option either. So I walked and walked and walked, and there was some number of big lakes out there. I had no idea what direction I was going, if I even found a lake. Only one of them had the cabin. And a little later on, it was kind of becoming a marathon march, just trying to not want to sit down because I'd get cold immediately. And I'm just putting one foot in front of the other and basically counting my steps for something to do. Anyway, I ended up, all of a sudden, I realized there's no trees around me. And that kind of scared me because I knew I was on a lake, but I needed something to be able to follow. I can't just walk around out in the middle of a lake. And that's when, even though the caribou had screwed me up, originally, I'm sitting there. In fact, I bumped into a caribou. I think Randy was talking about that. When I ended up on the lake, there was a caribou that was, I didn't even know he was there until he snorted, and we were just a couple feet apart. But when he ran off, I'm standing there, and pretty soon I hear caribou hooves just a little ways away, and I could tell they were stepping on timber and stuff, downfalls and what have you, and I thought the shoreline's that direction. So then I made my way. I really wasn't that far, but it might as well have been 100 miles because I had no idea. But I made my way back to found the shoreline, and then I basically used my axe, and I would keep the trees on my right side. And I, in my mind, I was thinking, okay, well, if I'm lucky, and this is the lake, I think this is the direction I need to go. So I kept the axe out there and felt my way along the shore. There's a couple times it got tough because there was a big meadow that came in and there was no trees, and I got pretty disoriented there. And at one point, I didn't even know if I was still going the right way. Anyway, this went on, and then I came to a spot. I was walking along there, and I was getting pretty tired. And all of a sudden, I felt the snow kind of, I'm in the snow, and all of a sudden, it lifts up, and then it drops right back down. And at first, I didn't think about it. I thought there was a log or something that I had walked over. And then I thought, that was kind of weird. And I turned around and made my way back. I wasn't too far away. And it turned out, it was my trail that goes up to my cabin.
Yeah.
And I was a pretty happy guy when I made my way up there, and I hit this other wooden spot, and I knew that was my little wooden chair I had by the lake where I used to sit in and look at the lake and that. And I was pretty happy to get to the cabin because I was still pretty late, but it would have been a really long night because I would have had to walk the whole time to stay warm,
In your book, when you first came up, people weren't too open about locations to trap.
Right.
Now, then you go to mile 250 on the Richardson Highway on some advice.
Right.
You ever find that lady again?
I never did. I always wanted
Lucky to... her.
Yeah, that's... I won't ruin the story for the people, but that
was lucky her. Yeah. I was reading that, I'm going, oh my God. And Fairbanks, if you know where mile 250 of the Richardson Highway is, you'll put it together real fast. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
This is Greg Allison from your friends at Good Cannabis, located in the Northgate Square Mall. We just want to say thank you for all your fabulous support over the years, and we look forward to bringing you the finest products in the interior, truly wishing you and yours a happy holiday season. License 3A1235.
The holidays are a special time here in Fairbanks, and all of us here at Last Frontier Media Active hope you get to celebrate the season with family and friends. Thanks for sharing your days and nights with us and our family of local radio stations. Wishing you happy holidays and a prosperous new year.
You know that the Fairbanks Hearing and Balance Center is here to help you hear better. Now they're helping you even more with $1,000 off a pair of premium hearing aids during their Holiday Hearing Wellness event from December 4th through the 15th. Come in for a free one-on-one hearing evaluation and see the latest smart hearing devices that will help you enjoy the holidays even more. Because every person deserves to hear better. The Holiday Hearing Wellness event from December 4th through the 15th at the Fairbanks Hearing and Balance Center. Find out more at fairbankshearing.com.
Receive rebate savings up to $100 when you buy four new Bridgestone Blizzak studless snow tires now at GCR. Get a grip on winter with your own set of Blizzak snow tires today. Submit the online forms to receive your prepaid Visa card of up to $100. There's a Blizzak snow tire for practically everything you drive. Hurry in. This Bridgestone Blizzak rewards offer ends December 4th. GCR Tires and Service. The Tire Guys. Taming the Alaskan Road, Van Horn at Cushman. One magical Christmas Eve. Be there when toys become real and dreams become adventure. North Star Ballet presents The Nutcracker. Three performances only at the Herring Auditorium, Saturday, December 2nd at 2 and 8 p.m. and Sunday, December 3rd at 2 p.m. The classic holiday favorite, The Nutcracker, returns. Visit northstarballet.org for more information and to purchase tickets. Buy your tickets now. December 2nd and 3rd. Don't miss The Nutcracker.
KFAR weather.
Mainly clear skies today with a high of 3 above. Northeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 8 below. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow, highs around 5 below. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Sunday with a high of 9 below. 3 above Monday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Going to go through the on-air radio auction that's happening right now on KFAR. You can go to AlaskaRadioAuction.com, and you can save up to 50% on your holiday shopping while helping out our local shops and businesses, things like restaurants, power tools, electronic toys, hotel stays, boutiques. Hey, Dr. Tony Nima will give you the vasectomy. You can get the coffee punch cards at the coffee huts. And we have more coffee huts per capita than any place in the world, so go do it. Save some money. Pet classes, axe throwing, laser tag, VR virtual gaming, go-kart racing, plus much more. Go to AlaskaRadioAuction.com, but when the units are gone, when the items are gone, they're gone. Anyway, back in the studio here with Mark Schlenker and Randy Zarkey. Now, Mark, tell the listeners about Ken.
Ken is my best friend that I met in third grade, and we both had a lot of the same, well, pretty much the same interest in the outdoors, and Ken and I are quite the opposites as far as he's about as laid back as you can get. And I'm pretty laid back, but I can get excited too. And I've never seen him excited. He's tougher than nails. I helped him one time. He found at the dump a 10-man military canvas tent. I mean, that thing was heavy. It was big, and that was back when we were snowshoeing. He couldn't even lift the pack up. It was the tent plus a bunch of traps plus bait, and I helped him get it on, and he had a 12-mile snowshoe hike, breaking trail while he went.
Wow.
And he could not stop, and he could stop and lean against something, but if he took the pack off, he's never going to get it back on and get going again, so he had to go the whole way. you know, that was the kind of, he was very tenacious. But as far as his unflappability, there's I won't ruin it, but there's a little story in there about him that he was out working on a snow machine outside my skin and shed, and it involved carburetors and get lots of gas. And anyway, there was a big
explosion.
It sounded like an explosion.
It sounded like an explosion, but we can't classify it as an explosion.
And the door of the skin and shed opens just like slow motion. And he sticks his head in, and just as slowly, he says, he called me Slank. He says, "Slank, got a fire extinguisher?" just. And I'm like, "No," you know. And he says, "Okay." And he closes the door and goes walking out. Well, I go running out of the shed, and the whole snow machine's on fire, you know. And he's over there throwing some snow on it, and then we got it put out. And he said, "I think I'm going to go in and make us some lunch," he said, you know. But just a great guy. I'm real lucky, the friendship we have. And he commercial fishes up here to this day. And he's
You see, you know, I had to ask about your buddy Ken.
He's a good guy. And a lot of the stories are about our adventures together.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah, boy, now, tonight from 5 to 8, you're at the Miners Hall of Fame, which is between 4th and 5th Avenue on the west side of Cushman Street.
Yep.
And the old Carsman's store.
Yep. Right next to McCafferty's.
Yep. And you're going to be signing books, selling books.
And we'll have some snacks and beverages.
You're up here till Tuesday. You've sort of got a bunch of things you're doing. You know, I thought the most important thing was being on the air with me, but no, it's not. I'll put my ego aside. What else you got to do this weekend?
Of course, the signing tonight. And then the next couple of days are kind of just off a little bit. And then we're having the trapping meeting.
We have
Randy can tell you more about
that. We have our monthly meetings of the Trappers Association up at the Mushers Hall on the first Tuesday of each month. So the timing of me asking you to set this up on December 1st
was perfect,
so that Mark could stay over the weekend and then talk to our group up there on Tuesday about the book and his adventures.
How many people are in the Trappers Association?
We are just at about 1,200.
Wow.
And we've had really good turnouts at our meetings so far this year. We have had in excess of 90 people at our meetings. And you know the Mushers Hall well enough.
Yeah.
You know that's a pretty good crowd. So we're real happy with our membership.
And that meeting is when again?
It's Tuesday the 5th, starting at 7 o'clock.
At the Trappers Hall.
At the Mushers Hall.
Mushers Hall, rather.
And we offer a meal prior to, so at 6:30, if you want to throw a few bucks in the kitty, you know, there will be spaghetti or tacos or some simple meal of that nature. And you mentioned earlier about getting kids involved. I think you guys were talking about it. And that's something that's really changed with our group over the past few years. Out of those 90 to 100 people at that meeting, we'll oftentimes have 12, 15 kids. And can't really tell you why, but we're real happy that they're there.
The outdoors, listening to people that, you know, just next generation wanting to learn.
Yep.
You know,
and a lot of them start out coming, you know, they just want to spend the evening with Dad.
Mm-hmm.
But they get a little bit older, and they go out on the line, and they get the bug just like Mark and I have, and they come back. So, yeah, that's the other kind of the bookend. You know, you're the start of his week here in, or a few days in town, and then that meeting will be kind of the end.
Well, okay, Mark, I guess I have to ask a question. Will there be a sequel to the book?
If you'd asked me that a couple weeks ago, I probably said no. But I have since kind of reconsidered, and I started writing down more
things you can talk about.
Yeah, and I got a pretty long list. Whether or not I act on it, it depends on where I'm at the time. It's kind of one of them things that, if I feel like writing, I might pick it up and take off with it, but that could be a couple of weeks, it could be a couple of years. It just depends on kind of what I'm feeling like doing.
Well, and that, a lot of it might depend on the movie offers, too, from this first
one. I don't think Disney's going to be putting in a movie offer for trapping, but maybe get a Tom Cruise, you know, some Mission Impossible stuff.
There you go.
or the Biography Channel or something like that, you know, who knows.
One other thing on that that would make a difference to me is how much people enjoy this book. If they really enjoy it, that would give me a little more incentive to want to take that on.
You know, most people could not put into words a lifestyle that you put into words. They just can't do that. You know, the lifestyle you lead is few and far between. And yet, you were able to take that lifestyle and make it very descriptive, very explanatory, and you're brought right in. I mean, you're it's not that you're telling the story, you're looking at the movie of the story.
I hope that's how people read it.
That's how I've been reading it. Yeah. And you say, oh man, I only got a half hour. Jesus, what that jerk Mark. I only got a half hour to read this, and I got to go back to work, you know. Yes, Randy.
So we mentioned the walking across the lake and the caribou saving his bacon.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark said earlier he tries to put the people in that spot so you feel like you're standing right next to him. When I read that chapter, that's exactly how I felt. You know, I could sense being lost on that lake.
Yeah.
I could sense all of a sudden knowing that there was another animal within just a few feet of you. You couldn't see it, but you knew it was there. And then hearing the clicking of the hooves and all that, I was really drawn in. So I felt exactly what you're referring to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And very, you know, for the first time out as a book, you got to have another one.
I'll work on that. I really will. Yeah. I definitely have some interest in doing another one.
Okay. What's your daughter doing now?
Willow works on the North Slope, driving heavy equipment.
Okay.
She's working a 3-week on, 3-week off schedule out of Dead Horse up there.
Okay.
Tell them what you and Willow have been doing over the last 2-3 weeks down there.
We've been trying to get a buffalo. You know, they haven't been. It's on the Copper River herd down not far from where I live, but they've been a little bit different this year, and they're staying out in the heavy woods, and they're scattered all over. But as the winter progresses and the snow gets deeper, they'll start herding up and getting in the meadows and stuff, and we'll have a little bit better luck. But it's been a little bit frustrating because you think of buffalo, you think of the Delta herd and that, and you run up there in the barley field in your truck and shoot a buffalo.
Yeah.
But that hasn't quite played out that way for us yet.
The part that he grazed, I just glanced past, was that one of the ways they were accessing this was in a boat. So they've been out, you know, boating in November on the Copper.
That's a cold trip.
It's a very cold trip, yeah. And we did a raft once, and then we did my jet boat. And the jet boat doesn't like slush ice, you know.
they usually frown on that on their intake impeller.
Yeah, so.
Go figure that one out. Well, we got about a minute left. Randy, how do you want to end it?
No, I'll turn that over to Mark. You know, I think your listeners have picked up on the fact that this is a real honest outdoorsman. He could subsist on beans and bacon, and as long as he had his trapping and hunting to do, but I'll leave the rest of it to Mark.
Mark, it's your close, buddy.
All right. Well, I want to say, David, I really appreciate you having me on here and giving some exposure to my book, and you made this really easy. I really wasn't nervous, but I didn't know what to expect, so I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, and I just profoundly thank Randy for introducing me to you and bringing in. He's the talent finder and the talent minder, but with you sharing your experiences in life and adventures with all of us, because this is a book that, you know, I'm going to keep. Oh, you know, in about 2 years, I'll be reading it again just to go through the adventures again. So thank you very much and enjoy your stay up here. Fairbanks, that is our show for today. Hope you have a great weekend, and I'll be gone next week, so Jumbo Stewart will be in my place. You have a great weekend.